Lord. Well, it was some years ago now, Bishop Stewart, Brother McDonald, myself and my wife came to meet the broker realtor to look at this building. My wife was just scared. My pastor, Brother McDonald, was encouraged. But my greatest cheerleader was Bishop Stewart. If he had pom-poms, he'd have been jumping up and down. You can do it. You can do it. God's doing it, Rabbi. Man, he was just like every other word was that of encouragement and that of confidence and that of this is God's will and this is going to happen. None of us had that much faith. But I did believe that if God is in it, then I'll go that way. I'll walk through it. Then if God is in it, all things are possible. Amen. If God is in it, it's going to be okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when it came time to invite the speaker to speak at this service, you know, celebrating 20 years of pastoring, it was Bishop Stewart that I thought, this man has been with me and for me and praying for us for a long, long time. Amen. I'd love to hear the words that you have to say, Bishop. Would you come and speak to this people? Welcome him, would you?
Amen, amen. The Lord is here. Amen. And I do have a message, and I do have some words to say to the Greeleys, but before we do that, I would like for us to get our hearts prepared for the moving of God in our hearts today. Your pastor is, how do I want to say it? His favorite scripture is Acts 2:39. But 2:38 is before Acts 2:39. You can't have 2:39 without 2:38. So we do this often in Manchester. We always do it at the end of the service. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Repentance, baptism in the Holy Ghost. Before you can get any of the other, there has to be a heart. And I want us to pray this morning. Look, you all love God. I know you love God. But none of us are perfect. We walk every day in life journey. And we go through difficult times. Sometimes we think thoughts that we shouldn't be thinking. We do things we shouldn't have done. We say things we shouldn't have said. I do. If you don't, you need to pray harder than I need to pray. But I want us to get our heart. I want us to repent. Repentance is basically saying, God, if I've done anything wrong this week, forgive me. If I've done anything wrong driving to the church today, God, forgive me. Lord, we are thankful, God, for your word. God, you said if we will come before you, God, with a humble heart and a right spirit, God, forgive us. God, if I've said anything this week that has not pleased you, God, forgive me. And God, forgive me and let me take another step towards you to encourage, to strengthen. God, get our hearts prepared for this service today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated if you like. It's been a long time since I preached from my old Bible. I used to use iPads, but I'm not good with iPads. Because I type a sermon once and hit the wrong button. It all disappeared. So I got frustrated. So listen, just won't disappear. Amen. It's there for a long time. Amen. So, in fact, let me just give you a story. Then we'll talk about the grave. Many years ago, this Bible was literally falling apart. I mean, it was falling apart. And the church in Manchester, when I was pastoring, took this Bible without me knowing it. And I kept looking for it. I looked for it for weeks. I said, "Brother, have you seen my Bible?" "No, we haven't seen your Bible." "Have you seen?" I mean, I looked for it because it was my Bible. And I said, "Help me find it." "Oh, it will come." They took it and they rebind it. But now it needs to be rebind again. Look. Listen, take your word and eat it. Tear the pages up. Get it rebound. Amen. So, Brother Sister Greeley, into this church, thank you for inviting me for this special day. And it's exciting to see the growth. Amen. It's exciting to see what God has done and what He's doing. Amen. If you're a guest this morning, we welcome you to the Lighthouse. If you're here this morning and you need God, He's here to meet your needs. 1997, Brother and Sister Greeley and their family came to Connecticut. Oh, by the way, you like this pulpit? It's awesome. It came from Manchester. So 1997, Greeley moved to Connecticut. They came and they began to visit churches. Never forget it. We had a small church. Like you started to hear, a small church. Here comes the Greeley with his family. We were so excited. Because they was looking for a church to go to. And we treated them like kings and queens and everything else. Trying to, I don't know what to say. Trying to get them to our church, basically. So after church, we took them to Friendly's. And we didn't just get a hamburger. They got the combo meal. Right. So they got a milkshake, fries, and the biggest burger they could find on the menu. And he said, "Let me pay for it." I said, "No, you're not paying for it. I'm paying for it, hoping you feel guilty in kind of Manchester. Now you owe me a fruity hamburger." But they didn't come. They went to Bristol. I looked back and we were disappointed. Not upset, disappointed. We looked back and in Bristol, he was there for 9 years, assistant pastor, and helped that church. And he was very involved in the work of God. Always has been, always will be in God. So I'm just trying to get my notes all together. So he came here he became pastor in 2005 at a storefront. And I was there a couple of times doing and I remember going there and people off the street came looking for a cup of coffee and a donut. Had no intention of staying. But guess what? You served them. And guess what? You did it with love. Happy to do it. And let me tell you something. God sees all of that. He saw all of that. He sees what doing. So then in 5 years, they came and stole from him, and they had to move, condemn, move out. And they went to a hotel conference room for several months, and they moved here in 2011. A lot of fear, a lot of worries. Can we do it? How many people do you have when you came here? 15? 20? About 20 people. Okay, understand. 20 people moved here in this church. 20 people. Who paid the bills? Where the money coming from? It came from God, but they paid for a lot of the bills. You need to understand that. They sacrificed. And you that came here sacrificed with them. God honored sacrifices. So they were here. They rented it to on for 3 years. And Brother Greeley is such a wise man. Because they really wanted to sell this church to the fire department. The fire department wanted to buy this church. And Brother Greeley got looking through the bylaws of the Methodist Church. And the bylaws says, this will always be a church. He reminded them of that. Now here he is, a Pentecostal preacher, apostolic preacher, telling the Methodist, you can't sell this church. This is going to be a church. We might well take the church. It belongs to God anyway. Amen. It belongs to God anyway. So, after a few years of reading and struggling and everything else you can think of, they bought this building for $400,000. A lot of money. A lot of money. Big payments. Trust me. I'm so glad that I'm the Bishop of Faith in Manchester. I don't worry about bills no more. But I have worried before. Remember when we came here in 1977, a small church. But God has always been with us. And Brother and Sister Greeley, the church is going to survive. It has and it will. You only see the beginning of what's going to happen. Amen. Amen. I want to preach to you just for a few moments. What time did you get out of here? Be honest. Thank you. Because when I'm done, I'm done. Is it all right, church? If you get sleepy, just stand up and do like that if you have to. I am not a long-winded preacher, but I do feel I want to take my time today. I'm always in a hurry. Always. Run, 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 run. But I asked God this morning, Lord, give me... Just slow me down. You know, just let me be who I am for the kingdom of God. Philippians 1:6 says this, being confident. Confident. You said it. And I did not know you was going to say it, but this is my being confident of this very thing. He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He will. But it takes a pastor to help God provide that. But he is the one that saved you. Your pastor and his wife is awesome. I've heard that today from many of you. Thank God for them. Pray for them. Support them. Remember, they're just like you are. They're not super people. They're just flesh and blood. And they feel and they hurt. They get discouraged. They have doubt. They have fear. But aren't you thankful? They didn't give up. They didn't give up on you or the church. I want to talk to you for a few more about it. A Chinese bamboo tree. Chinese bamboo tree. You plant that seed of that tree. Anything you plant, you got to water, nurture it, and take care of it. Right? Pastor Greeley, you got to take care of it. Sister Greeley. Because see, the first year, that tree, no visible sign of no growth. 1 year, you water it, you take care of it, nothing. Well, God's going to do something. The second year, no growth. Maybe we need to back up on the watering. Maybe we're watering it too much. Maybe we're fertilizing it too much. Listen, I can kill any plant. My wife is a green thumb. We came here. I came here early. My wife had some commitment. And my wife called me, don't forget to water the plants. I watered them. And watered them. And they died. Too much water. Listen. Don't water too much. People that come to your church love God. But it takes time for them to understand the oneness of God. I believe with all my heart, it comes by God alone through His Word. So let me encourage you, Pastor, Sister Greeley, keep watering. You may not see them change overnight, but I promise you, in time, they will change. Because God's will change us. So the second year, no growth. Getting discouraged. Same people, same songs. Same offering. Third and fourth year. Now we're getting up there. For 4 years, you see nothing. But listen to me. What you don't see is what God's doing. Amen? I am convinced that the foundation must be laid strong. You've got to believe that God is the foundation of our life. And when you believe that, it does not happen overnight. I'm a person that wanted what needed to be. I wanted it done yesterday, not tomorrow, but yesterday. And we're like that with God. God, save us. Send us people. Send us revival. God said, just back off. I'm in charge. So when you don't see nothing, everything is working. It takes roots for us to be able to get through life journey. If you came in here and God can still do a miracle. He can give you the Holy Ghost walking in these doors. He can do that. But if you get that, don't walk out. Stay for the foundation of God. Because storms will come. Rain will fall. Wind will blow. So you got to understand. So 4 years, nothing's happening. But then all at once, whoa, my prayers was not unanswered. My sacrifice was not unnecessary. So this in the fifth year, 20 years pastoring. And there was that a vision. Serving with excellence. You've done that. 20 years. You haven't seen what God's going to do yet. 5 years later, in 6 weeks, that tree grew 80 feet. Not the first, not the second, not the third, not the fourth. But keep watering. Back off sometime. If you think if you're getting too much water, we let them be who they are. You cannot change people. You know that as a pastor. I realized many years ago as a pastor, you can't change anybody. That's what the Bible says, being confident of this very thing. He, Jesus, started a work in you, not man. Thank God for a pastor, but he didn't do the work. God did the work. He's a servant of God. And God will bless him in his message. But understand, he's the one that will do the work. I'm not a prophet, but I am a believer. I'm not prophesying, but I'm telling you what this book says. You plant and you water, and God will give the increase. So keep being like that tree. You don't see no results. Keep watering. Keep planting. Keep believing. It's like the Jericho wall, like the Israelite. Walk around it, what, one time. So every day they walked around the wall. Listen, can you think about 1 million people walking around the wall the first day? They're flesh. They're like we are. If you tell me the first day, this is the wall. Still just like it was when we walked the second day. The third day. The fourth day. The fifth day. And they even kicked. Can I kick this? They even kicked it. Nothing happened. And they were getting discouraged. On the sixth day, six times, nothing happened. And they were ready to give up. That's time we want to give up. There's time your pastor wanted to give up, but thank God he kept walking around that wall, around the thing he had to deal with. No, don't see any results. But God was working. Read it in the book of Numbers. I think it's Numbers. They walked down the wall. Every day, God was working. The second day, God was working. The third day, God was working. You know what God was doing? He was saving those people from death. Because see, on the seventh day, they shouted, and the wall fell down flat. The wall was 40 feet high. Something like that. It was tall. If God wasn't working in those 6 days, they would have been killed. Well, those bricks would have fell on top of them and killed them. So when you don't see anything, you think God's not working? He's protecting you. He's protecting you. So don't get discouraged if you don't see a change quickly. Confidence. Say confidence.
Confidence.
In Him. Confident means trust. An assurance placed in God, not in oneself. It's not what we can do. It's what God can do. Confidence is based on faith. I want to give you 5 points about confidence that will help all of us. Number one, trust in God. Proverbs says, Solomon said, fear the Lord will be your confidence. For the Lord will be your confidence. Read for me 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me get there because we may skip around quite a bit.
It's okay.
Thank you for your patience.
It's okay.
This is all new to me. The Bible again. Read for me chapter 4, 2 Corinthians. Why don't we start with... Read verse 1. I know that, but read verse 1.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
Listen, we have a ministry that will bring results in every life. Don't faint. Don't get weary. Don't get weary in well-doing. Now, go down to verse 5. Let's read verse 5.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants.
Listen,
for Jesus' sake.
We don't preach ourselves. We preach Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Song we sung, Jesus can do it all.
Amen.
Standing somewhere in the shadow, you will find Jesus. But we got to preach Jesus. This is not a church. This is an experience with God.
Yes,
you don't join this church. You have membership of this church. But the church is Jesus Christ. Okay, let's read on. Verse 6.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
When you walk in a world that is so dark, Jesus will give you light.
Hallelujah.
When things in this world that are falling apart, and we're living in a world that needs God.
Right.
But you know how they're going to find God? Put their trust in Him.
Amen.
Trust God, not man. Read on.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
You know what this treasure is? It's the Holy Ghost. Yeah. In this earthen vessel.
Yeah.
Brother Grilly can't give it to you. I can't give it to you. But God can give it to you. In this earthen vessel. A vessel that is so flat. A vessel that don't understand. That doubt and fear. God can give you the Holy Ghost.
That the excellency of the power
may be of God and not of us. It's God, church, not us. Somebody walk through these doors, it's God bringing you to the house of God.
Yes.
You can witness, you can do everything, but let God do His work.
Yes. Oh, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
Wait. Trust in God. Is this okay?
Sure.
Trust in God. Not man. Honor your pastor. Honor his wife. Honor the family. Honor them. Not once a year, but you should do it often.
Sure.
The power may be of God and not of us. Listen to what it says. We are
troubled on every
side. Oh, we are troubled on every side.
Yet not
are you trouble? Is somebody in this one that's trouble?
Yeah.
Is everybody awake?
Yeah.
We're trouble. I'm trouble.
Right.
I have two great grandsons. I'm trouble. They're a lot of work, but I wouldn't take for them. Trouble on every side. Read on.
Yet not distressed. We are
perplexed but not in despair.
Persecuted,
but
not
forsaken.
Cast down,
but
not destroyed.
Listen, we will not be destroyed. One verse in closing, if I overlook it, tell me to read it.
I think I might get in a hurry.
I forget. Listen, we're not going to be destroyed.
No. You're right.
No matter what happens to this world, God is still in control. Think the other day, there's so much evil in our world. And suddenly we get upset and discouraged. What's going to happen? What can we do to help? Trust God. Pray. Bible said, pray for our leaders. Pray. So, listen, we're not going to be destroyed. I want to read verse 13. I'm skipping around, but there's verse 13.
We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe.
Listen,
therefore,
if you got the Holy Ghost, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can get it this morning. Because brother, your pastor, favorite verse, unto them, and many of God you call. It's for everybody.
Yes.
It's for those that are out there. It's for those that are not living for God. God wants to give them the Holy Ghost. It's for everybody. That's true. Okay, read on, please.
According as it is written, I believe.
I believe.
And therefore have I spoken. We also believe.
And therefore speak.
Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall rise up us also by Jesus and present us with you.
Listen, do you believe that?
I believe.
God's going to do it, church. This is a pastor. For 20 years, he has believed it. And God's not going to just turn his back on us now. This church is going to grow. The Bible says, if we plant and we water, God will give the increase. And God's going to give the increase.
For all things are for your sakes.
All things are for your sake. Does that mean problems?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Does that mean valleys? Does that mean sleepless nights?
That the abundant grace might be through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God.
Listen, when you go through a trouble, God will get the glory. Not the devil. The devil loves to play game with us. He loves to get, when you're down and out, did I tell you? It's not working. Remember, this is off my note. Remember Asaph?
Asaph.
Can you find that? I think it's Psalm 73. Yep. Psalm something. Find it real quick. Yep. This is not my, but listen, you look around and the world seems to be blessed. And we're struggling. Listen, God has not turned your back on you. Do you find it?
Psalm.
I don't know what Psalm it is. Some Psalm.
Psalm 74.
Is it about Asaph?
Is a masculine of Asaph.
Read the first verse. Let's find out.
Oh God, why hast thou cast us off?
Oh yeah, I want you to hear this. Listen, you preach. Read it.
Oh God, why hast thou cast us off forever?
Oh God, why have you cast me off forever? Did we just get through reading? He's going to get us through it. Cast down, but not forsaken. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Trouble on every side, but yet he's still there. Read on. This is what Asaph said.
Why doth thine anger...
Wait. This is what Asaph said. A man that loved God. You love God today. Do you not?
Yes.
Amen. We love God. Asaph loved God. But he got upset.
Why doth thou thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture?
Keep reading.
Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old. The rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed. This Mount Zion, wherein thou dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregation. They set up their incense.
Listen,
signs.
We're going to be attacked, church. Now, I'm not being negative, but I'm just telling you a fact. But keep reading.
A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name.
Listen
to the ground.
To all that's being done. But I don't want to have time, but there's one verse that Asaph said. But when I went into the house of God,
right,
then understood I then. Listen, if everything is falling apart, come to the house of God. Don't stay home. Well, who's preaching? Who cares? Who's preaching? Jesus is preaching from His Word. If I come back, don't stay home. Listen, who cares who's preaching? They're preaching God's Word. And God's Word will encourage us. Okay, where are we at? Verse 16. I'm taking my time, if that's okay. If not, I'm going to do it anyway. Verse 16, please. For which cause?
For which cause we faint not.
Listen.
Takes too long. But yeah, I know. I got a backup behind you.
I know. Listen, I'm not against technology. I just don't understand it all. It changes every day. Does it not?
Yeah.
So, but it's good.
Yeah.
Okay, read on.
For which cause we faint not.
We faint not.
But though our outward man perish.
Listen, this outward man is getting. Oh, yeah. Listen, and I preach, when I preach in Manchester, I tell my people, I'm not getting old. Yeah. Listen, I'm not getting old. But my body's getting old. The other day I was doing something and I looked at my hand and see these white spots here? That's age. I'm not telling anybody that. But it's amazing. I was thinking the other day, it's amazing how God made us. You know, young, your skin is so thin and so soft and no wrinkles. And I look at my hands. I need more hand cream. I need a lot of more hand cream. But I'm saying to you that the body's getting old. It's going to perish. Unless the trumpet sounds. But if it doesn't, don't tell anybody in Manchester that I told you I'm getting old. But we are getting old. You know, the moment a child is born, they're getting old. You ever thought about it? A baby's born. What do you ask the parents? How old are you? Have you ever, anybody ever asked you, how young is your baby? It's how old is your baby? Because the baby's going to get older and older. And one day that child will be 80 years old. He's going to perish. But listen, I still run the owls. I still dance. I don't run as fast as I used to. I do a half a loop instead of a whole loop. But I still want to be young in heart. What does it say there?
Yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
See, the inward man. The inward man. The heart. God's spirit is renewed. I just got to do it one time. I just got to do it one time. I don't run faster than that, but I still want God to know I'm young at heart. I still love you. I still believe in you. No matter what we go through, God is still on our side. I know you don't have to run to show God, but I do. Some people don't run, but I run. I don't walk. What was that kid's name that had the mic this morning? Aiden? Aiden. Where's Aiden at? Hey, if you want to run, run in the Spirit. Yes. Amen. And I'm so glad this platform is so long. Platform, it has 3 big steps. And the other day I was preaching several weeks ago. And I said, Ken, can you put the platform, the pulpit on the floor? He said, Dad, I can, but the camera won't catch you. And I said, okay. So this is the way I went up the stairs. I didn't go. I went. For safety. I don't want to fall. Because that wouldn't be good. But listen, we're getting old. But don't let God ever get old. Don't ever be ashamed to hear Acts 2:38. Don't ever say, God, I've heard this before. Hear it again and again and again. Don't ever come to church and say, I've heard that before. Because one day, God's going to change your thinking. Thank God for a pastor that will preach Acts 2:38, 39 in the whole Bible. Live right. Do right. Don't ever get... Don't ever get a professional Pentecostal. Don't do it. If you do it, kick yourself. I've been in this for 66 years. That's a long time. Let me be honest with you. I felt like sometime ASAP. God, it's not fair. It's not fair. They're blessed and I'm struggling. But when I went into the house of God, they didn't feel what I felt. They didn't want to shout like I wanted to shout. I want to be thankful. We can be thankful in all things. We got to hurry up. You're running too slow and I'm going to get in trouble.
For our light affliction.
Listen, your light affliction, your trouble is what?
But for a moment.
Only for a moment. Listen, it's not forever. We read the book of Job. What he went through, it wasn't forever. Joseph had a dream, but it wasn't forever he went through all that struggle. Because God came through. It's not going to be forever. You've been sick. Has anybody here been sick before? You feel like you just want to die? I did. But I'm thankful that God didn't read my thoughts. Because see, it's not forever. It's not forever. What is it? Only?
For a moment.
For a moment. Only for a moment. Working for us.
Worketh for us more, far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory.
For we look not.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen.
The things.
For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Are eternal.
Amen.
Listen, you see what you see, but we don't walk by sight. We got to hurry. That's the only one point. I got four more to go. Okay. Listen, I've never done this, but let me get through this. Okay, I don't want to stop. Is it all right? Number two, faith and hope. Biblical confidence is closely linked to faith. It links together. Faith and hope is your confidence. Right? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Faith is what? The things hoped for.
The evidence of things not seen.
Listen, your pastor in this church, have you found a church yet? No. But I'm still looking. I'm still looking. This is the substance of things hoped for. This is it. This is the beginning. Let me refer to this. This is the beginning of the substance. It's not the end of it. Like I told you, I want to remind you, I'm not a prophet, but I believe God's word. You water. You plant. You be kind. You be loving. Don't be condemning. Don't get offended and let it affect you. Don't get mad at the pastor. Well, he said this. So what? He's human. He loves you. They love you. They're kind to you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Listen, faith is the thing. Faith is the thing we hope for.
Amen. Evidence of things not seen.
Now, I'm not going to take the time because I don't have the time. But let me read to you real quickly. See, to be in the Hall of Fame. Have you ever been to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield? It's neat. It's cool. People, coaches, players, they're there because they have done something outstanding. They did not just not fly by night people. They became the greatest. Hall of Fame. It took time to get there. Did it not? Listen, Hebrews is a hall of fame of faith. You don't get in this book without faith. You don't get in chapter 11 of Hebrews without faith. Through faith. By faith.
For by faith the elders obtained a good report.
We don't have time for you to read, but thank you. Just quickly. You got the computer right? Verse, read for me, verse 3.
Through faith we understand.
We understand what the world was by faith. Tell me how God did it.
Through faith.
He did it.
Yes.
I don't understand how. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It was not forming. It was darkness. But God said, let there be light.
Yep.
Listen. Through faith, we understand.
That the world.
Now, I understand. Well, you're pushing me. Just real quickly, a side note. The sun and the moon wasn't created. Let there be light was done after God created the earth. Where did light come from?
God.
When there's no nothing can be done, God can do it. God said, let there be light. But before thy he formed that he took rid of the darkness. Okay. Work with me. Verse 4.
By faith Abel
offered a better sacrifice. Verse 5.
By faith Enoch was translated.
Verse 6.
But without faith, it is impossible
to please God.
For he that cometh to
God
must believe that he is.
And that he is a rewarder of them. When you come to God, believe he's going to do the work. Don't question God. Don't question this book. I'm getting excited. Verse 7.
By faith Noah.
Okay, that's enough. By faith Noah. Everything. Now faith is. The simple thing. By faith Noah built an ark. Verse 8.
By faith Abraham. When he was called to go out.
Verse 9. By faith.
By faith, he sojourned in the
land
of promise.
By faith, Abraham, where are you going to go? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother Grudy came here in 1997. Where are you going to go? I don't know. We was praying to come to Manchester. But my faith was weak. But he went to Bristol. He didn't know he was going to end up here. He didn't know that. Listen, you're here because God called you here. You didn't know you're going to end up in, is it Montville? In a small upper drive church? I may tell you, you better come early.
That's right.
Because the seat's going to be full. You think I'm crazy? I'm not crazy. I've seen it happen. We started out with a handful of people. But God had honored the planting, the water, the increase. Keep doing what you're doing by faith. And I don't have. I better get to the third point. We won't ever get that. But the whole Hebrews of chapter is a hall of fame, faith. They did outstanding things. Do outstanding things with God. Okay, we got to hurry. Number 3, boldness. Encourage. I'm talking about confidence. See, when you face adversities, you got to have the boldness and the courage. You got to say, God, I got confidence in you. Being confident, this very thing. He was able to go. He started the work.
Yes, he did.
So, quickly, Daniel chapter 3. Let's begin. Because the We're going through storms. The Bible says what? The rain's going to fall on the just and unjust. I've been through trials. You've been through trials. We've been through storms. You've been through storms. It's going to happen. But you got to have confidence that no matter what you face, God's going to get you through. Confidence. Say confidence. Confidence. Read verse. Read verse. Let's start with verse 12 quickly. Daniel 3.
Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose weight was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits.
Okay. Keep reading.
He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains.
Okay, let me just hurry up. Here is a king setting up an image. Everybody had to bow down to the image. Are you going to be
killed?
Well, listen, we need respect the law of the land. I'm not here to be political.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, we need to trust God and not man. Okay, no matter what they say, we're not going to bow down to an image that's done of God. Now, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say to you. I'm not being political minded. I'm just telling you there will be. We may have to face some difficult times, but let's stand for truth. Let's stand for Acts 2:38 and 2:39. Amen. So this is what happened. So the king was very upset. You know, the world is getting upset with us, and I better just let me filter. Well, I want to say this. There is an uprising of young people that are saying, I want to know more about God. But the world is saying, no. Listen, God says yes. And that's all that matters. So this is what happened. And you got verse 16. This is the answer to the king Nebuchadnezzar.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter.
Listen, now we're going to think about it. We're not careful. We're going to take your time. But this is what they replied, verse 17.
If it be so, our God we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
He will deliver us. But listen to what he said after that.
He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king.
But if not,
be it known unto thee, that we will not serve
thy
God.
We will not serve you, God. We will not bow down to your image.
The golden image which thou hast set up.
Oh, man. Listen, they say, if he does, he can. He can, church. But if he doesn't, keep believing him.
Amen.
He's going to get you through it. Okay. I'm not done, but I'm done with that one. You got to have boldness and courage. Where you get it from? You get it from confidence. Being confident of this very thing. He started the work in you. He's going to finish it. The fourth one. I'm almost done. There's two more points. Peace and assurance. And I know this is going to be a long reading, but we will read it fast. Listen, if you got confidence, you can have peace in knowing that God, you can trust Him. The Bible says in John, I'm going to read, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Philippians, God said, peace will guard your heart and soul. Isaiah said, state that God gives perfect peace to those who are mine or steadfast. Perfect peace. And then Romans said, Paul said, hope can fill you with all joy and peace. And quickly, Psalms 121, well, I'm coming to a close. The wells are down. The runway is right there. We're coming in for a landing. Buckle up. Nobody go to the bathroom.
It's good.
We'll come in for a landing. Don't want your safety. I'm concerned about your safety right now. So please just stay with me.
Yes.
Psalms 121.
Amen.
Let me find it before we start, so we can stay together. Peace. Read.
I will lift up mine eyes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to lift up my eyes. Don't look down. Lift up your eyes unto the hill. Why? Because, read.
From whence cometh
from
my
help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth.
Made heaven and earth.
Listen, if he made heaven and earth, he can do anything. If he can take a world that is darkness and everything else, nothing was light.
Right.
For it.
He will not suffer
God said, let there be. Read on.
He will not suffer
He will not suffer your foot to be moved.
He that keepeth thee will not slumber.
Suffer nor sleep.
Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither
suffer
nor
sleep. Listen, God's not going to go to nap, take a nap on you. He don't take naps.
That's
we
right.
take naps. My wife takes naps. I'm glad. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Every afternoon, my nap time. We got a dog named Dusty. 2 o'clock, let's go take our nap. Really? I don't take naps. I doze. He will neither slumber nor sleep. Read on.
The Lord is
thy keeper.
The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor
yes.
the moon by night.
Listen what it says. Read.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
Wait a minute. Read that one more time.
The Lord shall preserve thee from
all evil. All evil. Everything you face that is not good, God will preserve you from that.
He shall preserve thy soul.
He shall preserve thy soul.
Go ahead. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in.
Going out and coming in.
From
He's going to be there, church.
Time
forth. Listen, when you leave the church today, it's Sunday. Monday's coming. Tuesday's coming. He's going to be there Monday through Sunday.
Yes.
He doesn't take a vacation. We come to church on Sunday. We come to church on Wednesday. But listen, the other 5 days, He's still there.
Right.
Let me just stop here and tell you something. To encourage you. I'm not down. I'm almost down. But ask your pastor that. But listen. One more thing. You need to get into this book. My pastor and his wife drill into the church 30 minutes. 30 minutes. The first thing you do in the morning, read the Word of God. Because if you don't read in the morning, your day's gone. There's peace. He's going to go with you coming and going. And just one more. And then the last one is so important. The Bible's closed. My notebook's not. Number 5, confidence. You got to believe when you come to God, He's going to bless you. You will have the access to God. Everybody, if you're here this morning and you feel like God doesn't care, He cares. If you feel like He doesn't love you, He loves you. If you feel like your trouble's too much, that He can't handle it, He can handle it. Let's stand together. Just a couple of verses in closing. On the day of Pentecost, in the upper room, God moved into that little room and gave them the confidence they had from day one. Being confident of this very thing, He started a good work in you. He's not done yet. He's not done yet. He's not done yet. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says in the upper room, God moved in. And it filled that room. And they all, say all, begin to speak in another language as God gave the utterance. And then men that was on the outside of the upper room, they came and gathered. And Peter said this. They said, what must we do? What must we do to be saved? To have the confidence that God will be with us. And Peter said this, repent. 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 We already repented. And then he said, be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have not been baptized, I can guarantee you, we can baptize you this morning. In a moment of time. And then when you get baptized, the next is just God will give you the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm learning every day that we try so hard to get that. Don't quit trying. Say, God, I love you. It's a gift. Yes. It's a gift from God. And He will give it to you. And He will keep you. Last verse, the book of Jude. Now unto him, unto Jesus, that is able to keep you from falling. He will keep you from falling. And to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. God wants us saved. God wants us to have confidence in Him. Pastor Gray, that's his heartbeat for this church, is to see souls come to an altar that are hungry, that are thirsty. All you got to do is be hungry and thirsty. Lord, we are very thankful. Would you make your way to this altar this morning? If you need anything from God, just make your way down. If you need to be baptized, talk to your pastor. Talk to a member of this church. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, just as we pray, lift your hands together with me. Say, God, I love you so much. God, I don't have what I want from you. God, I just need more of you. If you got the Holy Ghost, let him speak in tongues to you one more time. That's a refreshing of the power of God in your life. God, I believe you today for a move of the Holy Ghost. God, we need you more than anything else. We need you. Let's sing a song together.